My friends, I want to encourage you today out of the Word of God, but I want to tell you about creation again. You know, when Adam was in the garden, the Lord put him into a deep sleep. He opened up the side of Adam, and out he took a rib. Then he formed this rib into this amazing creature called Eve. Adam looked through all the animals, and when he at last came to Eve, he said, "Whoa, man, you are so beautiful." So, woman, she was the woman. But he also said something very significant. He said, "Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, you are of my kind. You are like me." You know, that is a picture of what happened on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus was put into that deep sleep, when he died, they opened up his side and out came water and blood. Let me read to you out of John 19 in the Passion Translation in verse 34. It says, "But one of the soldiers took a spear and pierced Jesus' side, and blood and water gushed out." Blood and water came out. That blood and water touched the ground. And when it touched the ground, it was a witness that there was going to be people that is going to get born out of Christ, out of water and out of blood. Let's read out of 1 John 5, verse 5. It says, "Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth." I want to encourage you that you need to be born out of water, a natural birth, and you need to be born out of the blood of Christ by faith in him. When you are born again into the bloodline of Christ, God looks at you. And now he doesn't have a carnal picture of you, a fleshly, an outside picture of you anymore. He has an inside picture of you, and he sees you in the Spirit. It says here that the Spirit itself bears witness about this fact that we are born out of water and out of blood. Also in Romans 8, it speaks about that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I want to encourage you, when God looks at you, he says, "Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, you are of my kind. You are like me in this world. You have the same authority that Christ has. You have the same power. You have the God ability on the inside. You have the strength that God has. And it's just about you speaking it out and getting that faith on the inside to work for you. It's by using your words, using your good attitude towards life, and having that go-getter attitude about the favor of God is following me. Wherever I go, I will receive favor. I will receive abundant life, because as he is, so am I in this world. You are of the God kind. Live like it. You are highly favored and deeply loved.